STHS, South Texas Healthy Living, dedicates episode to colon health, December 28th. Mega Doctor News. It may come as a surprise, but colon health is a vital part of your overall well-being. It profoundly impacts nearly every system in the body. When the colon is healthy, it functions efficiently, aiding with digestion and waste, nutrient production, immunity and hydration, even mood. The colon manages waste, absorbs water and nutrients, supports gut bacteria, and significantly impacts disease prevention, especially colorectal cancer, while preventing issues like constipation, bloating, and inflammation, says Krista Cantu, MD, a board-certified general surgeon with South Texas Health System, STHS Clinics. A healthy colon means regular bowel movements, more energy and stronger disease resistance, while an unhealthy one leads to pain, diarrhea, and higher cancer risk. Unfortunately, about 60 to 70 million Americans have gastrointestinal problems, including colon-related discomfort, according to the National Institutes of Health, with a sizable portion experiencing symptoms of poor gut health, including younger adults. While historically a disease of aging, colon health issues, especially colorectal cancer, are progressively affecting younger adults, with rising rates in those under 50, says Dr. Cantu. Lifestyle is partly to blame for the rise in colon health issues among young adults due to poor diet, increased obesity, sedentary habits, and smoking. Left untreated, colon issues like inflammatory bowel disease and diverticulitis can result in severe inflammation, leading to strictures, fistulas, abscesses, and life-threatening bowel obstructions or perforations. Over time, they significantly impair nutrient absorption, causing malnutrition, anemia, and osteoporosis, while drastically increasing the risk of developing colon cancer, making early detection and management critical for preventing grave, systemic health problems. To help Rio Grande Valley residents better understand the importance of maintaining a healthy colon, STHS will dedicate the latest episode of its monthly South Texas Healthy Living television program to colon health. Broadcast live on Sunday, December 28, 2025, at 9 a.m. on KVEO-TV NBC23, the program will feature a sit-down interview with Dr. Cantu on the important functions of the colon, signs and symptoms it may not be working properly, and how colon issues are diagnosed and treated. Additionally, STHS System Director of Marketing and Public Relations and South Texas Healthy Living host Tom Castaneda sits down with a Weslaco woman who, after a lifetime of dealing with colon issues like constipation, had to undergo colon resection surgery after a severe, years-long bout with diverticulitis to get her advice for others on protecting their colon health. The program will also feature a special healthy cooking segment led by Patrick Wooden, STHS McAllen's Director of Dietary and Nutrition Services, an exercise demonstration with a member of the STHS Edinburgh Outpatient Rehabilitation Center team, and important strategies for maintaining a healthy colon. It's important to recognize the signs of an unhealthy colon. It's the first step in safeguarding your digestive health and overall well-being by detecting issues early, before they can lead to more serious complications, says Castaneda. But it's also important to take preventative measures to avoid colon issues, including eating a high-fiber diet, limiting processed food, exercising regularly, and managing stress. So in this latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living, we'll provide essential education and important strategies, including diet and exercise tips, to help you maintain optimal colon health. It's all about helping our community get healthy and stay healthy. To better understand the dangers of poor colon health, don't miss the latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living on Sunday, December 28th at 9 a.m. on KVEO-TVNBC23. To watch previous episodes of South Texas Healthy Living and the system's South Texas Health Updates, one-minute videos offering education on various health issues, visit South Texas Health System's Medical Minute page on valleycentral.com.